check, check, check. Here we go. Can I get everybody's attention, please?
It's New Year's Eve with Toast of the Nation, live jazz across America from NPR Music. And producer Dana Calderon is warming up the crowd for the upcoming set in Central Time.
We are about 9 minutes away from our live broadcast, so we're not on the radio yet. New York City just celebrated midnight, and they had a really good midnight, I gotta say. They were fabulous. However, Central Time Zone has a reputation of being the badassest of them all at midnight. So we want to make sure that we keep that championship going here. All right.
Every New Year's, Dana wants to produce the best live set on Toast with a countdown that lands exactly on midnight to the nanosecond. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set, revisiting the fun and great music in a one-time speakeasy where Al Capone had his own table. Here at the Green Mill Cocktail Lounge in Chicago, New Year's Eve is for the Battle of the Saxes. Chicago legend Von Freeman and his protege, Ed Peterson. With the Green Mill All-Stars, Willie Pickens on piano, Brian Sandstrom on bass, and Robert Shy on drums. Let the sparks fly and the party begin on Jazz Set.
Thank you. My goodness, the Fabulous Five.
The legend, Von Freeman, and Ed Peterson at the Green Mill in Chicago. Born October 3rd, 1922 or 23, opinions differ. He's one of the first Chicago tenors, and now a 2012 National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master to boot. Von solos first, Ed Peterson second, in this tenor battle in Surround Sound on Jazz Set.
Thank you.
That was Four by Miles Davis, and before Four, Anthropology by Charlie Parker. Two jam session favorites from two tenors, Von Freeman and Ed Peterson. Willie Pickens is playing circles around everyone on piano. Chicago drummer Robert Shai has been active here since the 1960s. And Brian Sandstrom has played bass for more than 25 years in the Windy City. And we're just warming up. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Naming Von Freeman a 2012 Jazz Master, the National Endowment for the Arts says, with his individual sound at once husky and melodic, Freeman makes every song his own, and considers him a founder of the Chicago School of Jazz Tenorist. Ed Peterson elaborates.
There's been so many great tenor saxophonists who came from Chicago, many of whom they attended the same high school. DuSable High School. It's where Von went. It's where Johnny Griffin went. Gene Ammons, Clifford Jordan, John Gilmore. I mean, they had just huge sounds. Loud, but I mean, just big. I don't know if you're familiar with that Blowing In from Chicago recording with John Gilmore and Clifford Jordan. If you ever get a chance, you ought to check out that record, and you'll see what I mean. It's just big, fat tone.
Freeman grew up with music. His mother sang in the church choir. His father played jazz records on an early phonograph. Von played saxophone in a Navy band while in the service, and then at the Pershing Hotel Ballroom with his brothers George on guitar and Bruce on drums. When Von was 50, he made his first album under his own name, Doing It Right Now, produced by fellow saxophonist Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Even within the genre he pioneered, Freeman has his own highly recognizable style.
He's got such beautiful command of everything that he does. You know, his sound and his time and the crazy ideas that he plays. The lines he plays go everywhere from very smooth and lyrical, coming from the Lester Young kind of tradition or whatever, to just crazy, angular, contemporary and modern and avant-garde as anybody. And his language spans that entire spectrum. It's so musical and beautiful and creative the way he can do all this different stuff and tie it all together.
For decades, Freeman ran a Tuesday night jam session at the New Apartment Lounge. It started late and ran later, but young musicians put in the long hours to learn their craft side by side with the master. He shared the stage, but did not suffer fools. Now, if you ever attended these shows, would you come to jazzset.npr.org and share your story with us? We would love to hear some stories. New Year's Eve, Freeman holds court at the Green Mill, battling his younger friend, Ed Peterson, over bebop, standards, and blues.
You know, it's listed as a battle of the saxes, but it's never been a battle, because for one thing, I have my own thing, you know, and Von has his own thing, and they're very, very different, but it's just a lot of friendship and love and respect up there, and so couple of old guys making fools of themselves, same as we always do, you know. Maybe some a little bit older than the others, but we've all been around for a while.
These days, Ed Peterson is a jazz studies professor at the University of New Orleans. And coming up, proprietor Dave Gemmelo counts us down to midnight on Jazz Set.
there's this thing called love. Welcome to Chicago, the jazz center of the universe. We're at the Green Mill Live. We need to hear some noise from you. I want people, I want the farmers in Huntsville, Illinois, to the deer hunters in Maxville Prairie, Wisconsin, to hear you guys. Let's go. We're with the legendary Green Mill All-Stars at the Green Mill. We've got 30 seconds till the new year. I need to hear some noise. Yeah, that's it. That's what we like to hear. Come on, Rocco. I can't hear you. Skyler, I can't hear you.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
You've been listening to the legendary Greenville All-Stars. How about it for Willie Pickens on piano, Brian Sandstrom on the bass, Robert Shy on the drums. This is the Battle of the Saxes with Ed Peterson on tenor saxophone and the legendary Von Freeman on tenor saxophone. Let's hear it for him. Happy New Year.
Months into the new year, Chicago presented an outdoor concert in Millennium Park and called it Truth Be Told, celebrating the legacy of Von Freeman. For health reasons, Von missed it, and though other tenors stepped up, Howard Reich wrote in the Tribune that Freeman's absence was deeply felt. He projects a singular voice in jazz, a fantastically ornate and eccentrically freewheeling voice, in Howard Reich's words. Appreciate that voice as Von Freeman solos with Ed Peterson stepping up second on Things Ain't What They Used to Be from New Year's Morning.
How about it for Von Freeman on tenor saxophone? Von Freeman. Ed Peterson, tenor saxophone. Ed Peterson. The Green Mill All-Stars, Willie Pickens on piano. Brian Sandstrom on the bass. Robert Shy on the drums. The Battle of the Saxes with the Green Mill All-Stars. Hey, listen, I just got the vote from the judges on this battle. Again, unbelievable. How many years have we been doing this? Like 25 years, and it ends up in a tie. Three rounds, and it's still a tie. That means we're going to have to do it again another time. And the next time we're going to do it is tomorrow night. Tomorrow night from 8 till midnight.
Dave Gemmelow is the proprietor of the Green Mill Cocktail Lounge, home of the Uptown Poetry Slam in Chicago. Timothy Powell is our recording engineer with Michael Ways. Meredith Reese is the stage manager. Dana Calderon is the producer. Becca Pulliam produces Toast of the Nation and Jazz Set. Executive producer, Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. Ginger Bruner is my recording engineer at KUNV in Las Vegas. Grammy Award winner Duke Marcos is our technical director. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, and I'll be back for another party, or maybe just some more great live music in surround sound next time on Jazz Set. Ooh.